the principal cause célèbre of the war years, was the so-called cleft chin murder, which has now been written up in a popular booklet. The verbatim account of the trial was published sometime last year by Messrs. Jarrolds, with an introduction by Mr. Beckhoffer Roberts. Before returning to this pitiful and sordid case, which is only interesting from a sociological and perhaps a legal point of view, let me try to define what it is that the readers of Sunday papers mean when they say fretfully that you never seem to get a good murder nowadays. In considering the 9 murders I named here, one can start by excluding the Jack the Ripper case, which is in a class by itself. Of the other 8, 6 were poisoning cases, and 8 of the 10 criminals belonged to the middle class. In one way or another, sex was a powerful motive in all but 2 cases, and in at least 4 cases, respectability, the desire to gain a secure position in life, or not to forfeit one's social position by some scandal, such as a divorce, was one of the main reasons for committing murder. In more than half the cases, the object was to get hold of a certain known sum of money, such as a legacy or an insurance.